Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we are going to be taking a look at a subset of Broadway performers. That's part of my old math sort of thing happening. And that is the children, the Broadway kids. We're going to be looking at some of the children's roles, and some of these will be children's solos, albeit brief, they were solos. And some of these performances are by children who had to carry shows, and they were able to do that beautifully. So it's all about Broadway's kids today.
And we're going to start out with an entire stage filled with hungry children. What could be more pathetic than all those little boys in London dressed in rags looking forward to a miserable meal? From the original Broadway cast of Oliver by Lionel Bart, we're going to be hearing a brief overture and then the introductory song which takes you to London. Food, glorious food.
Great big steak, fried roast, or a stew of food.
Wonderful food.
From the original cast recording of Oliver, you heard Food, Glorious Food, and the notes that came with the CD listed the performers simply as The Boys.
I bet when you heard the title of the show, one show title came to mind, and we're going to go to that one second. We thought we'd change it up on you. Of course, we have to go to the original cast of Annie for Some Precocious Children. It's a Hard Knock Life is the song, and the original Annie will be performing it, Andrea McCardle, and she's joined by all of the orphans. From the original cast of Annie, that was Andrea McCardle with The Orphans and It's a Hard Knock Life.
One of the characters who benefits from the arrival of that con man in The Music Man is a little boy named Winthrop, and he has a short solo. From the Broadway original cast, we have Eddie Hodges to sing about Gary, Indiana. From the original cast of Meredith Willson's The Music Man, you heard Eddie Hodges sing Gary, Indiana.
Well, we've got another precocious child who only gets to be in the show for a little bit at the beginning, but she makes her mark. And this comes from the original cast of Gypsy, by Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim. The young Gypsy Rose Lee, who is Louise right now, and her sister, who is Baby June, perform with some of the other children in the company. We decided we'd give you a medley because they're short of two of their numbers in the early part of the show. Let Me Entertain You, and then Baby June and her Newsboys. From the original cast of Gypsy, we have the children headed by Jacqueline Mayrow and Karen Moore, and you hear a little bit of Ethel Merman in there at the beginning, along with the Newsboys, with a medley of Let Me Entertain You, and then Baby June and her Newsboys.
Now, we're not going to include any of the songs of adults playing children. For example, the cast of the Putnam Valley Spelling Bee are adults pretending to be children, and we wouldn't include them in today's show. We'd have so much more to choose from, but we decided to eliminate them. In Shenandoah, we have three generations of characters, and the youngest generation doesn't seem to have the same problem about race that people in the older generations might have. From the original cast recording of Shenandoah, we're going to hear Joseph Shapiro and Chip Ford present Why Am I Me?
Tell you what I'm thinking, honestly and true. How come I come to life as me and not to life as you? Lord, I know the feeling, 'cause when I'm by myself, I wonder why I'm who I am and not somebody else. Way down underneath it all, where no one gets to see, I'll bet it feels no different being you or being me. Why was I born when I was born? Who I was born to be? Why here somebody puts the who in the folks like dropping a stone in a lake. So maybe I'm thinking I'm Abraham Lincoln and somebody made a mistake. If I were born somebody else, betcha I still would be me. So many BNs, I know I could be me in. Why must I be in the being you see me in? Why am I Gabriel? Why am I Anderson? Why am I me? 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 Why am I me?
Joseph Shapiro and Chip Ford sang Why Am I Me from Shenandoah.
Let's turn to a Rodgers and Hammerstein piece, and these children are throughout the show, but they have one basic solo that comes back at the end, and that's Dites-moi. We have Barbara Luna and Michael DeLeon from the original cast of South Pacific as those adorable little Tonkinese children. From the original cast of Rodgers and Hammerstein, South Pacific, our children from Broadway this time were Barbara Luna and Michael DeLeon with Dites-moi.
We're going to an older group of children for our next song, and it comes from Bye Bye Birdie. Parents of the 1950s who had trouble with their children on the phone probably would not be happy with what has happened these days with cell phones. From the original cast recording of Bye Bye Birdie by Adams and Strauss, we're going to hear the teenagers' chorus sing The Telephone Hour.
Go back. Hey,
well, I heard they got pinned.
Hey, I
The Telephone Hour from Bye Bye Birdie featured the Teenagers Chorus, and the booklet that comes with my CD does not list any of their names individually. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Now, we have, I think, 3 Rodgers and Hammerstein shows on today's program, and I'm going to what is probably the least successful of the 3, and that's Flower Drum Song. It's about many things. It's about people coming to the United States and trying to assimilate, and about the problems with culture clashes, and also within families with adults and children who don't get along. The adults sing a song called The Younger Generation, where they voice their exasperation with the kids, and a little bit later we get a reprise where the kids just sing about what's wrong with the adults. So, of course, we're going to that one. Here's the reprise of The Other Generation, performing it from the original cast recording of Flower Drum Song, or Susan Lynn Kikuchi, Bay York Lee, Linda Rabuka, Yvonne Rabuka, Cilo Carrillo, Patricia Adiarte, and Luis Robert Hernandez.
To all grow up, there's no place else to go.
I wonder why we're all so poor and they got all the dough.
What are we going to do about the other generation?
How will we ever communicate without communication?
When we are using words the modern way,
they're much too big to try to dig the colorful things we say.
If we could take over the training of the other generation,
we know we could improve them quite a lot.
But they will never let us. They stay the way they met us. And so we're simply stuck with what we've got.
You can't improve them.
The kids are simply stuck with what they've got.
And wholesome fun they had, the innocent things they did.
They all had a wonderful childhood in the other generation.
The games they'd play were bright and gay and loud.
They used to shout, "Red Rover, Red Rover, please come over."
They must have been an awful droopy crowd when they were younger.
They must have been an awful droopy crowd.
From the original cast of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Flower Drum Song, that was the reprise of The Other Generation. Our performers were Susan Lynn Kikuchi, Bayork Lee, Linda Rabuka, Yvonne Rabuka, Cilo Carrillo, Patricia Adiarte, and Luis Robert Hernandez.
We have another group of Rodgers and Hammerstein children coming up, and they became the majority of the Von Trapp family singers. Of course, they sing with Maria a wonderful song called Do Re Mi, but they also have a solo unto themselves. From the original cast of The Sound of Music, here are the Von Trapp Children's Chorus to sing So Long, Farewell.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Regretfully they tell us, but firmly they compel us to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
From the original cast recording of The Sound of Music, the Von Trapp children sang So Long Farewell.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to some Broadway kids on The Dress Circle. Well, let's turn to a Jerry Herman vehicle next, and MAME. Patrick gets a solo early on before he has a voice change and grows about 4 feet. And he sings one of the best numbers, as far as I'm concerned, in the show. It's called You're My Best Girl, with an assist from Angela Lansbury.
You're my best girl, and nothing you do is wrong. I'm proud you belong to me. And if a day is rough for me, having you there's enough for me. And if someday another girl comes along, it won't take her long to see that I'll still be found just hanging around. My best girl,
you're my best bow. You're handsome and brave and strong. There's nothing we two can't face. If you're with me, whatever comes, we'll see that trouble never comes. And if someday another beau comes along, determined to take your place, I hope he's resigned to falling behind. Everything turns out wrong, you're through with a human race. Come running to me, for I'll always be your.
From the original cast of Jerry Herman's MAME, that was Frankie Michaels with Angela Lansbury and You're My Best Girl.
I think it was W.C. Fields who warned his fellow actors not to perform with animals and children, since they tend to steal the spotlight. And I'm not sure who wins the spotlight in our next song from Noel Coward's musical Sail Away. Elaine Stritch played the social director on a cruise ship who's suddenly faced with the task of keeping busy a bunch of precocious children. Here are Elaine Stritch and the kids' chorus to sing The Little One's ABCs.
I want you to be quiet, my darlings. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Oh, what a jolly little jocular group we are. Vocalize and harmonize when mother cries, one, two, three, go. Try, if it's possible, to keep on key. Sing the letters after me.
Just how corny can you be?
If you sing when you are blue, you find you never have to care a rap. When the skies are dark and gray, you just say,
what a lot of
Alvin. P-Q-R-S-T-U-V and W-X-Y-Z or Z. This is my personal recipe for the little ones, A-B-C. A stands for absolutely anything. B stands for big brass bands. C stands for chlorophyll. D stands for dexamil. E stands for endocrine glands. F and G don't suggest a thing to me, nor do H, I, J, K, L. But after L comes M for mother.
I'm nuts.
And mother's going to give you hell. A stands for artichokes and adenoids. B stands for bolts and belts. C stands for cottage cheese. D stands for dungarees. E stands for everything else. G, of course, stands for getting a divorce. And we know F stands for fridge.
Fridge!
But if I really were your mother, I'd throw myself from Brooklyn Bridge.
A stands for absolutely anything. B stands for
Romeo and Juliet. B stands for Ku Klux Klan. C stands for Bethlehem. D stands for MGM. E stands for Soldier Old Man. F and G stand for Home in Tennessee. And we know H stands for Stokes.
Elaine Stritch and the Kids Chorus from Sail Away with The Little Ones' ABCs.
As in life, children are often plot complications in musicals, and we're going to go to Cole Porter's Panama Hattie for a plot complication in the form of Joan Carroll. Ethel Merman is in love, but she has to win over the daughter of the man whom she loves, and she tries that in a song called Let's Be Buddies.
I get awful gloomy.
You mean very gloomy.
Very gloomy now and then in this town. 'Cause it's always so hard to find a real part who'll play in your yard when you're down. But since the talk, you and me, I mean, you and I have had. I've got a good friend, I see.
Well, I'm not so very bad.
What say? Let's be buddies. shouted. But many's the time I'm blue. Will you try your best to go for this mall?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you do, I'll buy a new dress for your doll.
But please let me pick it out.
And I'll take you to hear the big cathedral bell.
Oh, I hate those noisy old chimes.
Well, instead, then we'll go to see Gone with the Wind.
But I've already seen it 4 times.
Would you like a big box of chocolate creams?
No, for candy I never did care.
Then will you let me get you a cute little dog?
Would you mind making it a bear?
Say, Jerry, old kid, you're a tough proposition. Are you sure your lid is in a healthy condition? Are you feeling good, Jerry?
What, me? Why, very.
Well, whether you are or not, I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue.
From Cole Porter's Panama Hattie, that was Ethel Merman with child actress Joan Carroll with Let's Be Buddies.
Les Miserables has several children's roles in it, and the little girl who has given the show its major poster figure is the child Cosette. She has been farmed out to a terrible couple of people called the Thénardiers, and they push her around and make her do terrible work. But Cosette has an imagination, and she sings a wonderful song called Castle on a Cloud. From the Broadway original cast of Les Miserables, here's Donna Vivino to sing Castle on a Cloud.
There is a castle.
Donna Vivino sang Castle on a Cloud from the original Broadway cast of Les Miserables.
Even though it's short, we have to give Gavroche his due from the same recording. Here is Brandon Danner with Little People.
Good evening, dear Inspector. Lovely evening, my dear. I know this man, my friend. His name's Inspector Javert. So don't believe a word he says, 'cause none of it's true. This only goes to show what little people can do. And little people know, when little people fight, we may look easy pickings, but we've got some bite. So never care. kick the dog, because he's just a pup. We'll fight like 20 armies and we won't give up. So you'd better run for cover when the pup goes up.
From the original cast of Les Mis on Broadway, that was Brandon Danner with Gavroche's Little People.
One of Broadway's current hits is School of Rock, a musical based on the famous Jack Black film. The score is by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Glenn Slater, and the kids, who are unnamed, have a song called If Only You Would Listen, and it's their advice to parents.
You always talk, talk, talk all the time. You never let me get in a word. I wish I had a dime for every thought I've swallowed unheard. No matter what it is that I do, it's like I just can't seem to get through.
I got so much to say. If only you would listen. I tried every which way, and still you never listen. Can't you see?
Not the kid you want me to be. And yet it's all in vain. You just don't wanna see the real me. You think you know what I'm all about,
and yet you just keep shutting me out. I got so much to share. If only you would listen, you could prove that you care.
Kids chorus from the original cast of School of Rock sang If Only You Would Listen. And one of the wonderful things about this show is that the kids are included in a great many numbers, and most of them have a tremendous amount of joy performing their material, even when it isn't happy.
We had to include a number from Fun Home because it has such a pivotal role for the main young lady, but we decided to go to a secondary song that has the three main children in the cast because, well, we frankly love it. They decide to try to help out the family business, which is a funeral home, with this commercial that they put together. It's called Come to the Fun Home. Performing it are Griffin Burney, Noah Hinsdale, and Sydney Lucas.
Go. Your papa needs you need to embalm.
You've got no reason to roam. Use a back door funeral home. What it is, what it is. Poo-poo, what it is, what it is. Poo-poo.
Tell them what we got. Tell them what we got, Tito. What else have we got? What else have we got, you guys?
Smelling salts for if you're queasy. Folding chairs that open easy.
These are cool. You know what they are? Flags with magnets for your car.
These are wire, and they hold flowers. Here's a sign for the names and the hours.
Stand right here when you sign the book.
This is called an aneurysm hook. On guard!
From the original cast of Fun Home, we have three very precocious children putting a different spin on a commercial for their family business, a funeral parlor, in Come to the Fun Home. Those children were Griffin Burney, Noah Hinsdale, and Sidney Lucas.
Roald Dahl's story Matilda made a wonderful film. And in that film, we had children who suddenly find a way to get back at a mean school teacher and support a very charming school teacher. There are an equal number of adults and children in the original Broadway cast of Matilda, and we're going to hear a number that features both adults and children. The song is called When I Grow Up, and it's performed by Bailey Ryan, Lauren Ward, and the company.
Be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to. I will be brave enough to fight the creatures
saying, I think that it's okay. And that's no right.
From the Broadway original cast of Matilda, you heard Bailey Ryan, Lauren Ward, and the company sing When I Grow Up. Now, you notice that the title of tonight's program, if you looked at our webpage, was Broadway's, with an S and an apostrophe, Kids. That's so you didn't get it mixed up with a current group called Broadway Kids. They have 8 CDs so far to their credit. Some of them are show tunes, some of them are pop tunes, but many of the people in the cast are the children who are performing in Broadway currently, and those who would like to be performing on Broadway, and they certainly might be worth a show of their own in the future.
But we also are culling more material, and if we left out your favorite musical, sorry, we will have another show about the kids on stage, and we hope you'll join us for that. Next week, we're going to be remembering Gordon McRae. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.